Imagine holding a handful of stardust that somehow, against all cosmic odds, became aware of itself. That's exactly what you are. Bill Bryson's masterpiece takes us on an awe-inspiring journey from the birth of the universe to the rise of human civilization, revealing how utterly improbable our existence truly is. The universe began approximately 13.8 billion years ago in an incomprehensible explosion of space itself, not an explosion, but of space. In those first critical moments, had the expansion rate differed by just one part in a million million, we wouldn't exist. The universe would have either collapsed back upon itself or expanded too rapidly for matter to coalesce into stars and galaxies. Even more remarkably, the fundamental forces of nature, gravity, electromagnetism, and the strong and weak nuclear forces, required exquisite calibration for atoms to form, stars to burn, and chemistry to emerge. When we gaze at the night sky, we're not just looking at distant lights. We're witnessing our cosmic heritage, the very source of the atoms that make up our bodies. Science advances not through steady, predictable progress, but through fortunate accidents and obsessive personalities. Consider Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson, who in 1964 discovered the cosmic microwave background radiation, the afterglow of the Big Bang, while trying to eliminate an annoying hum in their radio antenna. They even cleaned out pigeon droppings, thinking these might be causing interference. Meanwhile, in Australia, amateur astronomer Robert Evans discovered more supernovae than most professionals by memorizing thousands of galaxy patterns and instantly spotting changes. These cosmic explosions aren't just spectacular light shows, they're the reason we exist, forging and scattering the heavy elements that make up our bodies. The Earth itself has been measured with increasing precision by equally colorful characters. Henry Cavendish, so pathologically shy he communicated with his housekeeper through notes, managed to weigh the Earth using lead balls and a delicate apparatus observed through a telescope to avoid disturbing the equipment with his body heat. His measurement was within 1% of modern values. The Earth beneath our feet tells a story spanning billions of years, deciphered by an extraordinary cast of geological pioneers. Roderick Murchison, a former military man obsessed with rocks, defined entire geological periods. Charles Lyell revolutionized our understanding by showing that the same gradual processes we see today shaped Earth throughout its history. Their debates were often heated. The Great Devonian Controversy saw former friends become bitter rivals over rock classifications. The question of Earth's age sparked particular contention. When Lord Kelvin calculated that Earth could be no older than 100 million years, he inadvertently threatened Darwin's theory of evolution, which required much more time. The discovery of radioactivity eventually resolved this debate, revealing an Earth billions of years old. Perhaps the most dramatic scientific rivalry played out between paleontologists Edward Drinker Cope and Othniel Charles Marsh, whose bone wars in the American West led to the discovery of over 130 dinosaur species. Their methods were ruthless, destroying fossil sites after extraction, bribing each other's workers, and rushing to publish. But their findings established American museums as world leaders in paleontology. The journey from medieval alchemy to modern chemistry is filled with curious experiments and sometimes deadly missteps. In 1675, Henning Brand discovered phosphorus by boiling down 60 buckets of urine in search of the Philosopher's Stone. Carl Scheele, who discovered oxygen and numerous elements, had the dangerous habit of tasting his chemical discoveries, a practice that likely contributed to his early death. Chemistry matured under Antoine Lavoisier, who introduced precise measurement and systematic experimentation, only to have his career cut short by the guillotine during the French Revolution. The 19th century brought Dmitri Mendeleev's periodic table, with remarkably accurate predictions of yet undiscovered elements. When Marie and Pierre Curie discovered radioactivity, they opened a new chapter in chemistry, revealing that atoms were not indivisible after all. Marie paid a heavy price. Her notebooks remained so radioactive they must be kept in lead boxes. The atom itself proved to be mostly empty space, with electrons orbiting a tiny nucleus at vast relative distances. If atoms were scaled so that electrons were dust motes, the nucleus would be person-sized, with about 10 miles between them. Why can't we walk through walls if atoms are mostly empty? The electromagnetic forces between atoms create the illusion of solidity. Continents drift across Earth's surface at the pace of growing fingernails. When Alfred Wegener proposed continental drift in 1912, citing the matching coastlines of South America and Africa and similar fossils across continents, he faced ridicule. The mystery was solved when oceanographers discovered mid-ocean ridges creating new seafloor, while subduction zones recycle oceanic crust into the mantle. These findings led to plate tectonics theory, a cornerstone of Earth science. This same geological activity drives devastating events. Mount St. Helens' 1980 eruption matched 500 Hiroshima bombs, while supervolcanoes like Yellowstone have blanketed North America in ash. The Chicxulub asteroid impact, releasing energy equal to 100 trillion tons of TNT, helped extinguish the dinosaurs. Such events reveal Earth as both life's cradle and a force of immense destructive power. Life emerged on Earth with surprising speed. With evidence of liquid water by 4.4 billion years ago and earliest life signs around 3.8 billion years ago, this rapid appearance suggests life might be a probable outcome given suitable conditions. Yet the origin of life remains mysterious. Stanley Miller's 1953 experiment showed that basic organic molecules could form naturally under early Earth conditions. But the gap between simple molecules and living cells is vast. The RNA world hypothesis suggests RNA preceded both DNA and proteins, potentially solving the chicken and egg problem of which came first. Life's adaptability is remarkable. Extremophiles thrive in environments from hot springs to nuclear reactors, expanding our understanding of potential habitats beyond Earth. While single-celled organisms dominated Earth for 3 billion years, the Cambrian explosion 541 million years ago brought diverse animal life. The Burgess Shale fossils reveal remarkable creatures from this period, sparking debate about evolution's predictability. Stephen Jay Gould emphasized evolution's contingency, while Simon Conway Morris points to convergent evolution, like the repeated emergence of eyes, as evidence of predetermined pathways. Our species, Homo sapiens, has existed for just 300,000 years, yet we've transformed the planet dramatically. The human lineage split from other primates about 7 million years ago, with early hominins like Australopithecus walking upright but maintaining smaller brains. Multiple human species once coexisted, including Neanderthals in Europe and Asia and Homo floresiens in Indonesia. Our species emerged in Africa and spread globally, with DNA evidence showing interbreeding. Most non-Africans carry 1 to 4% Neanderthal DNA. The agricultural revolution 12,000 years ago enabled permanent settlements but brought new challenges like disease and inequality. Our recent technological progress has revolutionized human life while causing environmental damage, contributing to what scientists call the sixth mass extinction. The decisions we make now will determine not just our future, but that of countless species sharing our cosmic home.